There's been a resurgence here in the U.S. of student activism on issues like sexual violence, racism, and climate change. And on climate change in particular, students have turned to an old strategy, divestment. They want their colleges to sell off their stocks and investments in fossil fuel companies, which got the world's Jeb Sharp wondering how campus activism has changed, or not, since the days of the anti-apartheid divestment movement in the 1970s and 80s.
Here's what hasn't changed. The moral indignation of youth.
In every direction that I turn, the leaders that I'm supposed to look up to have 100% failed me and the rest of my friends.
Meet Chloe Maxman, Harvard senior and co-founder of Divest Harvard.
So I look to my peers. It's my generation that's taking our futures into our own hands. Harvard and all the other institutions that have not divested can no longer be leaders. They can only be followers in the footsteps of their students.
Divestment activists say their message is simple. Burning fossil fuel causes global warming, so stop investing in what's harming the planet. Maxman says her passion for climate activism comes from her love for the land she grew up on in rural Maine.
My mom always says that she wanted my brother and I to have Huck Finn summers, and that's exactly what we had.
She dates her activism to the age of 12, when she fought against a development project that threatened her beloved North Woods.
In high school, I was focused on individual behavior change, bringing my batteries and cartridges to the recycling bin, using reusable bags, doing energy audits on my math teacher's classroom. When I got here, I learned about activism that's aimed at our political institutions and pushing against the status quo for fundamental change.
That moral clarity is emblematic of youth movements, says activist and historian Bob Massey. He was involved in the anti-apartheid movement at Princeton in the 1970s.
As we get older, we tend to compromise and ease off our dreams and lower our expectations, but it is the young people who sometimes identify problems in their most stark reality, and that vigor, that intensity, that clarity are all components of youth absolutely necessary to making change.
Bob Massey sees one big difference between campus activism when he was a student and campus activism now. It was so much slower.
If you wanted to have a meeting, you had to actually physically run into people, or you had to mimeograph, which is a strange old copying technology, the pieces of paper. You had to put things in the mail.
But then you had to get it from your college to the next college.
This is Massey's wife, Ann Tate, a professor of architecture at the Rhode Island School of Design.
So you had to be connecting with the people you knew from your hometown or from high school. And the way that it spread from college to college was not this instant flashpoint that it is now. So people now are so networked. You know, everyone they went to high school with, they can reach everybody they met on a train. They can reach everybody. You know, the student leaders can all talk to each other across the country. They can be in constant communication on online. So I think it's very different that way.
Plus, students can use computerized databases to tap influential alumni for help. Even for digital natives like Chloe Maxman, the rapid growth of Divest Harvard has been dizzying. There were just 10 people at the first meeting in 2012. And now
we have over 230 faculty, over 1,100 alumni, and almost 65,000 community members, and over 3,000 students that are calling on our school to divest. We've done teach-ins, forums, rallies, educational events. We've done a blockade. We've done a sit-in. We've done debates.
It's amazing how familiar this all seems. For all the technology at their fingertips, today's student activists are reverting to the same tactics my generation used 30 years ago. These students don't have a magic formula for compelling the Harvard Corporation to sell its fossil fuel stocks. Maxman and her allies are clearly frustrated that Harvard President Drew Faust opposes divestment. Faust stresses the virtues of conservation, research, and engagement with fossil fuel companies instead. So, just like activists of yore, the students plan to escalate.
This April, we are organizing a week of action called Harvard Heat Week. We're doing mass civil disobedience.
And why civil disobedience?
Civil disobedience is important because it's an action that attempts to match the urgency of the crisis. You know, our bodies are threatened by climate change, and so we have to put our bodies on the line to do something about climate change.
Harvard's Drew Faust is out of the country and could not be interviewed for this story. But earlier this month, she spoke at Harvard Morning Prayers of skipping midterms her freshman year of college to join the Voting Rights March at Selma 50 years ago.
I knew I had to go. It was a moral imperative. I could do more than hope. I could act. I did not have to await a tidal wave. I could be part of it. I'm not sure there has ever been a moment of such absolute and powerful moral clarity in my life since.
A similar sense of urgency and moral clarity is driving the students behind Divest Harvard, which is why they'll be back at President Faust's door next month, pressing their cause. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp, Cambridge.